Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, baby. It is French Toast Friday. Yes, it is horny and catfish. You know, it's all fried up, all up in here. Listen, broadcasting live from the Windy City, my darling. It's still cloudy. Yes, honey, it's still cloudy. Listen, I ain't even got to give the weather report no more from the Windy City, because every day y'all gonna know it's cloudy. You know, I think I need to drop a single call. It's cloudy in the Windy City. Oh, my God, my darlings. And you know what? I think I'll give it a background sound just like, what's his name, B.B. Queen. Listen, it would be something like this. It's cloudy. Oh, it's cloudy. Oh, Lucille, it's cloudy. It's cloudy. You hear me what I'm saying up in here? But listen, it's 31 degrees in the winter city, baby. Listen. I got some bad music for you on today. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do, Horny. It's January 20th, 2023, 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Yeah, I know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my sock off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K. and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com, that's G-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Listen, we got two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Chicken Wing Gum. I'm telling you what's true. I don't know what's wrong with this man. He still will not listen to me. I am telling him I need some chicken wing flavored Gumba Rum. You know, I know it's rum, but what is wrong with having rum that tastes like chicken wings? Do you hear me? I've been here. Yes, indeed. So listen, I got some super bad music on today. We're going to get on down with it, baby. But before I get into the music, I want you to do me just a little favor while you're on Facebook. Use keyword the Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer. Come on. Do this thing. Come on. Come on. Yes, indeed, baby. Your music is being heard all over the world. Before I get into the music, it's going to be a fierce, flaming, hot mix on tonight. It's going to be a Friday flaming hot mix, honey, by Fierce. Yes, indeed. Let me tell you something. Before I get into that, I want you guys to dig this. I do have an author. His name is Josh Doom. It's spelled D-O-M-I-T-C. I want you guys to check him out on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Listen. Now, when you go to Barnes & Noble, all you got to do when you click on the link that's in the bio, just do a search. You can do a search for Josh, J-O-S-H. And once again, the last name is spelled D-O-M-I-T-Z. The name of the book is The Restricted Gallery. I want you guys to check out his book. It is really, really, really interesting. So what he's written about is his autobiography. biography. He's been in the food and beverage industry for 24 years. And so he says, follow me on some of the unique adventures in my life. All the ups and downs of working in the food and beverage world, his struggles with ADHD, and all the people that helped him on his life journey. He spent time in Ukraine before the war and during the war, and he was finding true love and a short time spent in another country. So listen, he has all of his autobiography in the book, and you're going to learn about a lot of details, food and beverage world. Now, that's going to be very interesting, and his struggles with ADHD. Also, during this particular episode, I'm going to read a little bit from the book so you can know what to expect. So listen, I have just a short little clip. Listen, I got a sample. What I did, you guys could do it too if you like. You can go to barnesandnoble.com and do a search on his name, and then you can take a look on the inside of the book. And so listen, I'm just going to read a really short paragraph so I'll let you guys know what the juicy stuff is all about. So listen, he says, this is one paragraph. Take a listen. He says, my first memory of going out to a fancy dinner, now, mind you, this is Pocatillo, not California or Florida, but we still had a few really nice places and still do. The place was called the Sandpiper, and it was located inside the Pocatillo Import, about 15 minutes west of town, using the freeway to get there. I remember walking into the airport thinking to myself, why are we eating in an airport? This should be interesting. My parents opened the double glass doors, and we walked down this long hallway that seemed to go on forever. They were stained glass windows, and the hallway was painted a dull white color. When we reached the end of the hallway, there was a gentleman standing at a podium wearing a white shirt and black bow tie with black slacks. I thought to myself, this seems weird. He asked if we had a reservation, and my parents told him our last name, and he said, right, this way, Doom family. We have a table set up right next to the window, like you requested, possibly so I would be entertained watching the planes taking off and landing, although this did entertain me only for a short time. I think I was about 6. So my attention span was very short. As we got closer to the table, I remember the beautiful linen being black and white. The black was on top of the white, the large fluke-shaped champagne glasses, and the pure silverware, and fresh flowers on every table. All the guests were dressed in their very best attire, and the staff was all dressed in black and white. And the busers had full-length aprons. But the best time I ever had going out to eat as a kid was at the Quality Inn during Easter. The hotel was massive, 2 stories, with an indoor pool and hot tub. When you walk through the wide double doors, you were greeted by employees dressed to impress. Even owners of 4-star restaurants in New York would be jealous. And a great giant skyline in the center of the lobby. The hotel itself was brick glass skylight in the center of the lobby. The hotel itself was brick with wide window trimmings and giant pillars to hold up the entrance roof area where you would drive your car up to. The floors were hardwood until you arrived at the pool area, and then it switched to a red, black, and white striped carpet that was very well maintained. Oh, don't you just love it? Now, listen, Josh is a very great storyteller. He's a very great storyteller. I love the description. He's very descriptive. And guess what? In his writings, you can really see what he's saying. And I love it when a person can write. And, of course, that's the point of being a really, really great writer. You got to be very descriptive. And you have to, the person that's reading, you have to be able to help them to envision and see what you are saying in your writing. That makes you an expert, a really great writer. So, listen, when you have crafted your work, and I'm speaking of Josh's writing, I'm speaking of his writing. So when you are able to craft the skill of writing, when you're being so descriptive, there's nothing left out. So he has everything within that paragraph. I actually read a little bit more than the paragraph. So everything is in the paragraph. It's very detailed. He tells you the colors. He describes the long hallway. He describes where he is. So that is attributes of a really great author, a really great writer. And you can see what he's saying in his writing. And that makes a really great read. So listen, once again, I want you guys to check him out on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It's really easy. I like the title of the book, The Restricted Gallery. Restricted, The Restricted Gallery. Once again, so listen, let me tell you something up in here. Once you get that, you can also Google by his name, Josh. Last name is spelled D-O-M-I-T-Z, D-O-M-I-T-Z, and you're going to be able to take a look and peek inside the book, The Restricted Gallery. I love the name. He really knows how to make a tight title, and that's what sells. Listen, if you can't catch a person's attention by the title, you might as well forget it, honey. So listen, good stuff, good stuff. And I got a surprise for it, Josh. I did something really nice. And I'm going to tell him about it. You know, I gave him a really nice present. I gave him a really nice present. He's going to love it. I think he's going to love it. So listen, I'm going to tell him about that later. But right now, listen, it is time for the Flaming Fierce Heart Mix. And I haven't did it in quite a while. So let's get down to it. Since it's Friday night, we might as well get on and get on down. Listen, y'all, set up my drinks now. Set my drinks up. Get my gumbo rum, baby. And just pretend like it's catfish flavors, okay? Pretend like it's catfish flavors and watermelon. Just bring it on to me. I'm telling them to bring me my drink. So while we're doing the Fierce Flaming Heart Mix, I'm going to be putting it down and pretending that it's catfish flavor and watermelon. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on. 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 Oh, 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 oh.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right. I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a real short, fierce, flaming, hot mix all up in here. It's been a Stone Cold Blast. I remember, y'all, when you're on Amazon.com, when you're on Barnes & Noble, do the Google search, do the search on the site. Josh, last name is spelled D-O-M-I-T-Z. The name of the book is The Restricted Gallery. Y'all better take a look on up in there. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.